92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. It's so much cooler online. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's that time again on Monday to talk about ADX Digital, and in the house we have Tasca King, and it's so much better online because today's Cyber Monday.
It is Cyber Monday, so all the deals are better today online.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right. All right, so holiday season's coming up. There's so much going on. How are you? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did.
Lots of turkey. Are you stuffed?
I'm stuffed for sure. I didn't have that much turkey, but I had a lot of something.
Yeah, I know. Pie.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hard. This is tough.
It was. It is. But we're good.
We're good.
We just need to work it off now.
All right. So we've got so much going on. And for those in business, this is a really good time to sort of reassess the year, see how you've done. What do you need to do to bring in more clients, have a better presence? And I think that possibly Tasca might have some answers to those questions.
Possibly. So what I wanted to talk about this morning are questions that you should ask your digital provider. And whether your digital provider is us, who we would love for that to be the case, or if you're doing some digital marketing with other vendors, that's great. As long as you're doing digital and you're moving forward as we pivot into the digital age.
There you go. I don't know if I'm pivoting, sliding, or crashing into the digital.
Crashing. That's a good one.
Right?
The main thing is that you stay informed. You've got to stay informed that the digital world is ever changing. I mean, we've got a big change coming this week. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. Usually the changes are new products being introduced and new ways to get your message out there. But again, you want to make sure you're asking the right questions of your digital provider to make sure that they are getting you the best possible exposure that is available.
And that makes perfect sense because I'm wondering too, sometimes you don't know what questions to ask.
That's right.
So here we are.
So here we are. Okay. So here's a short list of questions, and we're going to talk about each one briefly. The first one is, what products are available to me? Now, we have most products. There are a few products that we don't have. If you want to do an SMS campaign, which is a texting campaign, that's something we don't do. And I've only had one client ask me for that. But almost all the other products are available, we have available. Those products include targeted display ads, online audio, Facebook and Instagram, also known as meta advertising, mobile conquesting, we've talked about that in the past, and geofencing. Lots of different options for video ads, where you want to do just do video online, if you want to do streaming video within the different streaming programmers out there. Called OTT.
The video and audio are so cool because they really do catch my attention, because a lot of times I ignore some of the pop-ups, mm-hmm. but then when it's a video or audio, it does really get my attention.
Well, if you're watching a show on, say, Paramount Plus, mm-hmm. and you get those ads, if you're using the ad-supported option, then, yeah, you can't. It's just like watching regular TV. You can't skip those ads. The good thing about those ads, in most cases, they are already targeted to you.
Right.
Based on your online behavior, based on your searches or where you've shopped, all these breadcrumbs that we leave. I mean, you know, even if you make a purchase at Walmart and you use a debit card, I mean, that is breadcrumbs that shows you, okay, well, this person likes to buy eggs.
Really?
Or
this
person every week buys yogurt, or this person every week buys bananas, or whatever. Or this person just bought new bedding. Maybe they're redecorating. Mm-hmm. You know, all of that. There's millions and millions of things that are recorded every single week that you probably don't even think about.
Right.
But it's all based on where you physically go and how you pay. And then whether or not you actually research anything online before or after you go.
So these are the questions then that you need to ask.
Absolutely. So again, when you get these ads, like if you're watching, for example, like I said, Paramount Plus, most of the time those ads are targeted to you based on your behaviors.
That's so interesting
and
to me.
if you're going to be advertised to, wouldn't you rather be advertised to regarding something you're in the market for?
Well, sure.
Versus something you would never have a reason to purchase.
That's right. Yeah, so, I'm not going to be needing any baby products anytime soon.
Exactly.
But it's nice to hear about some of the other products that might be for someone more appropriate for my age.
Right. Now, if somehow the trolls on the internet know that you're going to a baby shower,
they might
identify you as a target for some baby products.
So if I was shopping for some baby things, then they would know, I didn't even think about that.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many factors that come into play. Some of the other products that we offer, geoframing. That's a really cool product, and that is when we can go back in time to an event and create an advertising campaign based on people that are inside an event. So, say, for example, you want to reach country music fans. Well, what can we do? We can go back 6 months in time, and we could put a geoframe around every country concert that has come within so many miles of Pensacola.
That's so fascinating to me.
Whether, we can go out 20 miles, we can go out 100 miles, and we can pull every one of those country concerts and reach, target those people who went to those country concerts.
That makes sense. That's just smart marketing.
Yeah, it's really cool. Amazon. It's one of our favorite products, and it's such a it gets great response for our clients. And there's two different ways that you can advertise with Amazon. There's actually three different ways now. One is just your straight banner ads, but we're going to use Amazon's data and people that shop with Amazon in order to find out who we're going to show those ads to for mm-hmm. your regular targeted display ads.
Right.
But then we also have two versions of Amazon Video. So the first version is using the Amazon data, and with our video streaming, that would also include all of the products that are on a Fire TV that come with your Fire TV,
right.
your Fire Stick. And then the other would be Amazon Prime.
And today, so, you would want to be on Amazon Prime
I'm talking
right?
Prime Video. The Prime Video streamer.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we have those three different options within the Amazon family. And again, it's not just advertising on Amazon, but Amazon has a network. They have a group of websites that they own, and they have a group of streaming platforms that they own, but then they also have a partner group. So it all stays within that partner group, and Amazon's owned and partnered websites and streamers.
That's incredible to me. I'm thinking you must have had to get like a PhD in all of this, because it just keeps changing and changing. I don't even know how you begin to keep up, which is why
I have paper in front of me,
which is so great that you do this.
Because we have to have notes, because things change all the time.
All the time.
Okay, in addition to the Amazon, we have social mirror, and you've heard me talk about that before, and that's when we can basically mirror or copy a social post and turn that into an ad. And it can be interactive. So that's another really cool product. And as far as we know, we're the only people in the market that have that product.
Really? Okay. That's special.
Yeah, it is. We also have the option for digital out of home. That can include billboards in town, the electronic billboards. It can include videos that you may see. Or they're not videos, but they're on video screens. They're mm-hmm. flat ads. Or static ads. You go into a convenience store and they've got the screen up there.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I've
got
seen
those
that.
Ads
yes, of
that,
course.
That rotate.
So you can do that too.
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
We've got that. And their newest product is TikTok.
Oh, my gosh.
So we now can do ads on TikTok. And that is, we're just rolling that out. So give us a minute.
Yes, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about TikTok and how all that works. We're on Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, talking with Tasca Cannon about ADX Digital. We'll have more information for you right after the break.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. If you've got a question for us, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. Tasca King is here with us this morning talking about ADX Digital. And Tasca, we did get a question, and this is a good one. Listeners have texted in, can you help businesses that are not in the local area?
Yes, absolutely. We've had several campaigns for businesses outside the area, or for businesses inside the area that want to advertise outside the area.
Oh, so you can do both.
Yes, we can do both. But we have worked with clients that were outside, completely outside of the state, had nothing to do with Pensacola, but we're able to help them. So, yeah, we'd love to see what it is that you need if you're wanting to advertise outside the area. We've had several campaigns, especially with some of the organizations in town that need to get the word out beyond
right.
the Pensacola market, where we've done a whole campaign and not even advertised in Pensacola. So we do that all the time.
Oh, that's great. So if this person, the listener that texted in, wanted to find out more, how to go about doing that?
They would give us a call, and our number here is 850-262-6000, and ask for Jeff Wayne. He's our sales manager, and then he will connect you with one of our digital experts, and we can come and meet with you and go over all the details and all the options.
And then you can ask some of the questions that we're talking about right now.
Exactly. Exactly.
We stopped right before the break. We were talking about TikTok. Now, that seems like a great platform.
That's a newer one to us. And like I said, we're learning it. We're
okay.
learning it right now. I think it's available the 1st of December, which is now. And again, TikTok is a video sharing social platform that allows users to create and share short form videos of any type. And you can show your video, your video advertisement as a regular video or carousel display. And even if your company doesn't have a TikTok account, you can still advertise to the TikTok user.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
So, but yeah, we'd love to meet with you and answer any questions that you have about that. But again, back to these questions, I'm going to go over a few more of these questions. Here's one. Can your mobile product track people who see the ad and then come to my location? Yes. We do have one of our options called visit tracking.
Oh, that's great.
Where we can show you exactly how many people saw your ad and then came into your store. And then we can even take that a step further if you want to share some data with us. We can tell you which ones, how many actually made purchases.
Oh my gosh, that's such great information.
So it's only available for retail places that actually have a retail location.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're a service industry and people don't normally come into your place of business.
Right.
Or if you go out and meet with people, then we can't really do that.
That makes sense.
But there's a lot of things that we can do. So again, that with that initial meeting, ask us these questions and we can show you what's available with the different products. What types of video products are available? We talked about this a little bit last week, that we can do with YouTube. We have online video. We have LinkedIn video. We have Amazon targeting video and Amazon Prime video, regular OTT. And keep in mind with regular OTT, and that is commercials within streaming that are served on your television.
Okay.
They're 100% on a connected TV. And by a connected TV, I mean a television in your home that has access and is receiving programming through the internet.
Okay.
Not through cable, not through
the
satellite.
Internet. Okay.
Through the internet.
So maybe, for example, like a YouTube TV kind
yes.
of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
YouTube, DirecTV Stream, Sling, all
okay.
of those.
All those.
Yeah.
Okay.
What types of reporting is available? Well, we do reporting every single month. So at the end of each month, everything is all the data is compiled, and then around the second week of the month we have our reports, and we will come back and meet with you and go over those reports and answer all of your questions with all of the data that we collected during the month.
What a great resource to have for your business.
And I know I've worked with several clients who have told me that our reporting is just invaluable to them, because other vendors they've used in the past either don't do it or their reporting looks completely different. I'm mm-hmm. not real sure because mm-hmm. I haven't seen those reports.
Well, this just seems very specific.
I mean,
you're really getting good, usable data.
Let's see. What types of targeting do you do on Facebook and Instagram? Well, we can do just about anything that you see. We have ads that are in the carousel news feed, collection ads, lead ads, custom audience matching ads. Let's see. Again, video, lookalike audience. I mean, there's so many different things that we can do. We also run on Facebook Messenger, Facebook Audience Network, Facebook Marketplace. I know that sounds like a lot of Facebook.
Well, that's a lot of people are using Facebook right
you
now.
You are right.
There's
they
no question
are.
About that.
All right. How do you target individual households or neighborhoods? We've talked about this a little bit, too, by using geo-targeting or geo-fencing.
I knew the answer to that, thanks to you. I was going to say geo-fencing. I'm learning.
The difference between the two are, with geo-targeting, we are going to choose where we're going to run your ads based on, usually we'll start with a zip code, mm-hmm. and we can grow it from there. And we can add however many zip codes you want to use, whether you want to use a whole city, whether you want to use a whole county, we can do that. Or if you want to focus on a neighborhood, let's talk about geofencing. And let's draw a virtual fence around that neighborhood and serve ads inside that neighborhood.
That is, it's just really amazing to me because I'm of the old print ads and mm-hmm. billboards and things, and this is a whole different universe.
It's different, but it's taken the place of a lot of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really fantastic. And much more specific, and you get the results of who you're actually reaching.
You're not just serving an ad to everyone in that neighborhood.
Right.
You're serving ads to people in that neighborhood who we have reason to believe are going to be your prospect.
And it doesn't get any better than that.
Right, exactly.
All right. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about ADX Digital with Tasca King right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. If you've got a question, text in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10. The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this morning I'm talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital. So you had a couple more things because I know sometimes people have concerns about security.
Yes.
About all these different things that you're doing now, which are amazing online.
And how do we protect your campaign from fraud? Well, the first thing that we do is we use a product called Double Verify. And Double Verify is a security program that we include on all of our campaigns. And that basically ensures that we are showing your ads to live people who are prospects. That way, as the bots get in there and try to worm their way into different programs and stuff, we are able to kick them right back out.
And that's very important, right?
Yes, absolutely. With most digital providers, there is an additional charge, but we do not do that.
Okay.
We feel like it's really important that all of our campaigns are protected, so that we eat that cost.
That's really important because I would imagine other groups do charge you for those fees.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. A couple more things that we get asked regularly. Do you offer live chat for my website? Yes. We can help you with that. If you've got a website and you can't have someone sitting there answering questions all day. I mean, that's a big expense.
I would imagine.
We can help you with that. We have a really good option with that. And it's really inexpensive as compared to some of the other ones out there.
So they're not necessarily a person sitting there answering?
We do have people sitting there answering some preliminary questions.
Uh-huh.
And then we would connect them.
Oh, that makes sense.
But
okay.
Anyway, yeah, if you want to meet with us about adding live chat to your website, please, let's talk about that. And then the last thing I wanted to bring up is one question here. Can you target people who see an ad on one device and then follow them to another device? Yes, we can.
Really?
So your ads go from device to device in order to stay with that same targeted person.
Huh.
And then remember we have talked too about as we continue to retarget and go back to that person, we do have frequency caps.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to continue to show them your ad indefinitely unless we have, I mean, we're not going to do that at all. But we want them to, we're not going to stalk them.
It's not too much.
If we reached out to them 15 or 20 times and we don't see that they're going back to do anything, we're saying see you later.
This is fascinating to me. It's a whole new technology and an opportunity for businesses to really capitalize on this new technology. Call us over here at ADX Digital. This has been Tasca King. What's the number, Tasca, that they can reach out?
262-6000, 850-262-6000.
Thanks for coming in today.